What do you do when your team isn't hitting their numbers? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's Leader Feeder, we've got to look at what happens when your team isn't performing. As a leader in an operational setting, consistently achieving results is your main objective. So, how do you respond when the numbers aren't there? You've likely felt the pressure when your team isn't hitting the numbers. And some bosses think that the right answer is to raise their voice, pound the table, and tear a strip off their team in hopes that their team will up their game. That usually doesn't work. It only makes the team feel anything they do isn't good enough, and they begin to give up hope. The same thing happens when a company is struggling. Instead of inspiring people to dig in deeper and give more, many people get demotivated and think about leaving. So if the kick button, take names approach doesn't work, what should the leader do? Well, here are five ideas. Let the group know that the team isn't achieving the desired results. Share the disappointment and take responsibility as the leader. Guys, our numbers aren't where they need to be, and that's a problem because it means we aren't meeting our commitments. As your leader, I take full responsibility for that. Then ask for input on ideas that will help the team improve their performance. Watch out for the tendency for team members to turn on each other, and watch that the team doesn't blame all their problems on other departments. You want them to identify things that they can do to improve the results. Address individuals privately who need to improve their results and avoid calling them out in front of others. Roll up your sleeves and dig in to help the team improve their results. And acknowledge every gain so that your team can use it as a foothold to elevate up to another level. When your team isn't hitting their results, it isn't a great situation, but how you deal with it as a leader will set the bar higher and improve your team's chances of improving results in the future. Once you've learned how to measure the art or master the art of generating better results in your team and dealing with deficiencies, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. You can do that, of course, by having us on site to deliver our frontline leadership program, or you can enroll in one of our public workshops, or you can simply access some of our resources at our website, uniquedevelopment.com. Connect with us on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, or on LinkedIn by searching us out at Frontline Leader.